Good morning, Dale.
Wow, nothing like the dishier, seamier side of country music. There's a spy in Luke Bryan's camp.
This is so weird. Luke says somebody was leaking private details about his business affairs to the press. It was back when he was negotiating with American Idol to be a judge, and an internal mole kept leaking out info of phone calls he made to producers. Luke says he still doesn't know who the mole is, though.
I'm telling you, the way to figure this out, and I did it with my kids on more than one occasion, you march the entire staff into the office and you just look at them.
And the ones that look at the floor?
Oh, yeah. One of them will crack.
So true. So that Gwen Stefani would feel at home in Oklahoma, Blake Shelton went through her kitchen and secretly took photos of her appliances. And then he ordered the same for his kitchen in Oklahoma. Gwen also doesn't like dirt, so Blake built a concrete slab outside his door so she wouldn't have to walk in any dirt. Gwen says Blake has a pet African wildebeest.
A what?
Yeah, who has that for a pet?
I don't know, that's pretty exotic.
Very exotic. The other day, Garth surprised a fan in Goodlettsville, Tennessee that had a sign in his yard saying he'd work for tickets. Well, Garth showed up at his door with 6 tickets to Saturday's show.
Did you see that the anthology, Part 1, is now a bestseller? So Garth, in addition to everything else he has done, of course he has Trisha Yearwood too, which I'm jealous about, he's now a best-selling author.
Everything that guy touches turns to gold. Just does.
Yeah.
Keith Urban says having a home recording studio means he's always on time for dinner. And finally, Kane Brown's on the annual special, A Home for the Holidays, tonight on CBS. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and dish for KF Country.